know what today is?
Last day of Christmas.
The last day of Christmas, sometimes known as? On the 12th day of Christmas, they called Epiphany. I just made that up. Epiphany. Have you ever heard the word Epiphany?
No.
Can you all say Epiphany?
Yes.
Oh, that was horrible. Are you Lutheran? Epiphany.
Epiphany.
All together. Epiphany.
Epiphany.
It's a really weird word, and it just means to uncover.
What?
I know. Epiphany means to uncover, right? Or quickly. It doesn't matter. There's no speed involved, okay? It's to uncover. And so what happened is on Epiphany, we celebrate the day that God revealed
his system.
His system. Yes, that's what it was. And his system is Jesus. You know that. Good. So we gathered here about a week ago, and there were a bunch of guys up here, a bunch of cattle, a bunch of sheep, the guy with the flute that we never have given a name to. He's back here now. Who do you see up here who wasn't here last week?
The kings.
The kings, the magi, the three wise guys. Can you see them? Where are they?
Right there.
I see two of them over there. Where's the third one?
This dude. That dude with that strange.
Very good. With the strange, yeah, those are the three kings. And so one of the things that we celebrate on Epiphany is the day the three kings came and visited Jesus. Do you remember what they brought? They brought some gifts.
Incense, gold, and something red.
Something red.
Jewels.
No.
Blood?
Blood. It's not that kind of Epiphany. Okay, if you look, what's this guy got over here?
Gold.
It's got a
treasure
chest. I think they mean that for it to be gold, right?
Yeah.
This guy right here, what's he got right here?
Incense.
He's got well, no, that's not really it. It's actually a really fancy bottle, and in it there's some oil called
incense.
Myrrh. Can you say myrrh?
Myrrh.
Yeah, it's even better if you go myrrh. There you go. Myrrh. And it's kind of a wonderful smelly oil. It's really, really cool. And then, what's this guy got over here?
Incense.
Yeah, have you ever seen one of those before?
No.
You've never seen one? You have. They have a store in San Diego that has those. Yeah. What kind of stores do you go to? You probably actually have, at our really fancy services, we use this thing. It's called a censure. And in it, believe it or not, if you guys want to smell, I didn't light it. I'm sorry. That's for the sake, my own sake. But if you smell, you can kind of smell, that's frankincense. What's that? You want to smell?
I can't smell.
Yeah, it's very light. Yeah, I would do the same thing. Yeah. It's frankincense. It's a kind of incense. So all three of them brought these wonderful gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, they brought to the baby Jesus, who incidentally probably didn't really care. Well, think about it. He's a baby. He's going, where's the milk? Right? But, you know, they brought something way more precious than gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Do you know what the most important... Love is always the reason for the season. But they brought something really important. Do you know what it was?
A stick?
A camel?
Themselves. The most important thing that the three kings brought to the manger was themselves. It said in our lesson today that they came to worship the baby Jesus. And so all the gold and frankincense and myrrh, it was all wonderful. It was great. But really, what really was wonderful was that the three of them came and they were there with Jesus. And you know what gift you all didn't? Did you bring your gold? It's Epiphany. No gold? Do you have your... Yes, they do have gold in Hawaii. Just go down to the gold guys. Seriously. But do you have any myrrh with you? Let me check your pockets. No, no myrrh?
No, that's not here.
Where is your frankincense?
Right there.
You guys are quick. You didn't need to bring those gifts because the greatest gift that you brought was you. And I'm so thankful that you guys got to come and to be with us and with Jesus today because you are the greatest gift on Epiphany. The flute guy, he's in another sermon next year. You can go back to your places now before you go crazy on me.